Hello and welcome once again to the Appliance Retailer Podcast. I'm Seamus Byrne and I'm joined by the editor of Appliance Retailer, Emily Benchich. Emily, how are you?
I'm good, Seamus. How are you?
Yeah, fantastic. And it really is great to be back in the swing of things and chatting to really cool people from around the industry. Who have we got this week?
On this week's show, we have Winning Group Chief Digital and Marketing Officer, Sven Lindell. Sven, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you doing? Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. Excited to have you on today's show.
Absolutely. I haven't been on the podcast before, so this will be exciting.
That's great. So to get things started, Winning Group recently launched a new online destination called Andu, which sees you expand into new categories. I'd love to learn more about the launch and what was the driving force behind this expansion.
It's been amazing to be a part of this expansion opportunity within the Winning Group itself. And I suppose from a core belief point of view, you know, we've always thought that, you know, to truly win in business, you know, we must, you know, leave the world a better place, you know, just for our customers, for the people, communities, and the planet. And Andu is now the manifestation of that belief. You know, we've always had in the back of our mind that we want to build the best and most caring shopping experience in the world. But now it's not just in the world, now it's for the world. And now Andu is this new brand that's come to life. We're really excited.
So on the back of that, sustainability has been quite a trending topic at the moment. What is Winning Group doing in terms of sustainability, and specifically for the Andu business, how are you really embracing that trend?
Well, Andu, as you know, is powered by the legendary care that we all know from Appliances Online and Winning Appliances. And we've been doing a lot behind the scene with our sustainability. Part of that has been starting to really document and track what we do from a sustainability standpoint. We've always been the first in the market to not just to take away your old appliances, to recycle those appliances, but also take away the old packaging. And now we're finding bigger and better ways to ensure that that recycling effort from cradle to grave is actually followed through. When we take styrofoam back into our DC, we crush it down, we create little balls of really hard balls that can actually be turned into tiles and other useful materials later on. With our refrigeration that we take out of people's homes at the moment, we degas those as well, because obviously refrigerants are one of the worst things for our environment. And from a business perspective, it's something that it's just a non-negotiable, right? From the growth of our business, we can't develop and put new businesses into the world unless they have that at their core. And the great thing about Andu is we want to build that business with sustainability at its core. And we believe we can build an amazing business, not just for appliances, thus Andu, but also for all lifestyle brands. So think about the sofas that you see on the side of the street. Think about the mattresses that you see out there as well. You know, we were taking photos of it the other day and someone sent an internal message around, if this was Andu, this would never happen, right? And it was a big mattress just sitting on the side of the street, just dumped there, because we will now take away those old mattresses, recycle it, break them down, and ensure that we obviously then deliver an amazing product back into people's home. And again, take that same mantra that we've had with Appliances Online and the Winning Group, and also install that into people's homes. And within a furniture standpoint, that's been pretty difficult in the past. Normally you'd get flat pack furniture, you'd get mattresses and beds just dumped at the front door. Now we can actually deliver that into people's homes. We take the same care, the same responsibility, whether it's in your home or whether it's with the products afterwards.
What kinds of work are you doing, I guess, to try to spread that message to people, I guess, outside, you know, your existing customer base? Because it's definitely a really great thing. And I think there's plenty of people who would, you know, appreciate that sort of extra side of the service, who just might not sort of, you know, notice that that's an option out there in the market right now.
Yeah, and I think that becomes a core part of our proposition, right? And our proposition, and we've seen that with Appliances Online, and we're taking that across Andu as well. Absolutely. The core around Andu and the core proposition around Andu and how we take that to market is really around the use of care. So care is one of the big things that we focus in on. And delight from a customer standpoint. And so if I think about those emotional factors that we really want to instill in our customers and promote when we build and continue to build on the Andoo brand, it's going to be all around care and delight. And we have already had that in our business at the moment. You see the way Winning Services works, but really with our focus on continued innovation, whether that be on a digital standpoint, whether that be with our stores, also we're taking that into the recycling and the sustainability efforts at the moment. Alice now heads up our head of sustainability. She's been amazing to actually help ensure that as we work with different suppliers and producers, that they meet the standards that we come to expect from, or our customers are coming to expect from a sustainable business. And we really do want to be one of the biggest opportunities for us is to be on the path to B Corp. So we're not going to slowly, we're actually quite quickly going to work our way towards that now.
Now, Winning Group has also announced the acquisition of Spence & Lyda. What does this mean for the business and also for your customers?
Well, Spence & Lyda has a credible reputation, you know, offering quality products from some of, you know, the world's most renowned designers and brands. It's got obviously amazing synergies with Winning Appliances and Roger Seller, 25 years of business and a proven track record of an amazing shopping experience with some of the world's best brands and best premium brands. And we feel that that's really going to start really sitting well under the Winning's portfolio. The product offering is quite complementary to our customer set. When we start talking about the premium appliances customer set, also premium tapware and bathroom from Roger Seller, and also now Spence & Lyda, which is the lifestyle homewares and furniture, it's obviously now building a really great story and a really great narrative for the business. From a customer standpoint, you know, it means that, you know, we can really complete the multi-sensory experience. You know, when you walk into the home, you want people to have, you know, an amazing experience, whether it's the sights, the smell, the layout, the design. And we've had customers speaking to us for a number of years now around how we build out, you know, a full experience around the home. I'm now excited to say that with Spence & Lyda joining the portfolio, we're now on the path of building that premium and lifestyle proposition for the home.
Now, you know, with obviously a range of brands under the umbrella now, you know, I'd love your thoughts on, you know, what this has, you know, meant for the evolution of, I guess, Winning as the umbrella brand and how that then complements the existing Winning Appliances showrooms.
Yeah, so obviously we've got some, you know, exciting news around we're building, you know, a new showroom in Redfern at the moment, which will be ready by the end of the year. And that will be the first manifestation of the Winning's proposition, which is super exciting. And that brings Winning Appliances, Roger Seller and Spence & Lyda to life and really becomes a destination and a premium destination for the home. So where would you want to go? Where else would you want to go to be inspired? And as I was talking about before, really making sure that it's a feast for the senses, right? You know, the eyes, the ears, the smells as you walk in. We think that Australia hasn't ever seen anything like what we're about to do. From a customer standpoint, you know, they've always told us that they wish to have, you know, the whole renovation made easy, enjoyable, just as enjoyable as they've had the appliances experiences from us. And so we've listened to that and we're really delighted now to offer our customers the leading, a delightful and hassle-free experience that will be on offer to help them build their dream home. And so Winning's is something that we're really proud to be taking to the market. And I will say, watch this space because it will be an amazing showroom that we'll see in Redfern at the end of the year.
And can you share a preview of what customers can expect?
I suppose from the standpoint, you know, if you think about it, we've got a fairly big footprint now at Redfern and we're going to make use out of all of it. So I'll probably just leave you with that and just say, just don't expect it to be this one part of the tenancy there. Expect it to be a full precinct. So it will be an amazing experience. And as I said, I don't think you would have ever seen anything like it.
Do you feel like there's been some, you know, key lessons, I guess, on when it comes to, you know, building a new showroom off the back of the last few years, you know, I guess what it really means for someone to visit a showroom?
Yeah, like I think we've seen a lot of changes in the last few years in terms of consumer behavior, with growth and continued growth and the rapid growth of online and e-commerce. I do feel that you now need to offer something really different for customers to go, where am I going to go to be inspired? Because if I can just purchase it anywhere and I can do my research, I can ensure that, that I can follow a brand that's been trusted, I can see a number of reviews, I can easily make decisions from an online standpoint. Why would I take my valuable weekend and walk down to potentially a store and pick up, that same product I can buy online? And so I think it's really important that, retailers, we really start thinking about experiences and what we want to leave our customers thinking when they walk out of a store, and how we want to make sure that we inspire them to do better. And if you've got that in the back of your mind, I think you're going to start developing a more engaging retail experiences. But I also think just turning the lights back on the existing experience we had before, I think retailers are going to have to start thinking a bit differently, and the pandemic has really shown that. And I'm glad to see, as a business, we're making that decision with our multi-channel offering.
And what about for customers who might not live in close proximity to Redfern or Sydney? Is there a way that they can access that showroom without being there in person?
We've got some amazing technology on our site. You might have actually already seen it, is where you can actually 3D visit our stores at the moment, and you can then explore our stores digitally and interact with the products. And we're only at the tip of the iceberg there in terms of from a digital experience. You can think about where you take things in the future, and you can even take it not just, looking at it on your screen. You can also take these things into VR if you really wanted to. And so, yes, customers will be able to engage if they don't live close to our stores. But what we really want to do is create a destination where people want to travel, right? If it became a destination for when people are visiting from potentially the country and visiting the city, they go, I've got to go to this store. I've got to go actually experience what is there. And you see some restaurants starting to do that now, and also create certain precincts of restaurants to actually create a destination for customers to come to and people to come to. You could think about that, why not do that for homewares and lifestyle brands? So we're always thinking how to do things differently. And we're also thinking about how do we actually make this a place where people kind of go, If I'm going to Sydney, or I'm going to Melbourne, or I'm going wherever it is, I need to go to that store because I've got to see it.
And I guess more broadly, maybe can we delve into a bit more about the group's general approach when it comes to marketing? You've mentioned obviously, the digital side of things, but maybe also for the in-store experience and how you leverage these growth opportunities?
Yeah, so I suppose from a business perspective, you probably hear this from many people, but we're not the same cookie cutter marketers that you'd see elsewhere. We really try to look for people that want to break the mold and do something different within the marketing effort. So when I talk about that, I don't think you probably see too many, even businesses, not just in retail, have, an R&D team of plus 10 people just looking at just not just the numbers itself, but looking at how we actually develop better experiences and more engaging experiences for our customers. That R&D methodology, whether it be from a digital point of view, also manifests itself in the physical world as well, where we will happily trial and build experiences to see what customers will say. We'll take that feedback on board and we'll use that to then create better experiences as we, as we expand. And so if you can think about it, it doesn't really need to happen. It can happen across all parts of our business. I think what's really important for us is that we track every part of that experience where we can, and we actually learn from it, and we take that into our development effort going forward. The reporting infrastructure that we have within our organization is second to none. The R&D side of things is absolutely incredible. And I think about then where our heads can go as marketers, and the creativity that we want to bring, we're lucky that we've got a technology team that can actually help bring that also to life as well. And so we're not just talking about, you know, we're talking not just talking about putting displays up in store. We're talking about how do we engage people when they're in store to ensure that they have the most beautiful sensory experience possible. Like, so in terms of how we cook and we open up the oven, we cook with steam and we cook with theater, and we make sure then we measure that afterwards and see, is this what our customers want? Is it what not what they want? Don't leave them with a smile on their face. And I think where we are as a business and our guiding light, a lot of businesses will turn around and say, well, our guiding North Star is making enough money to keep the shareholders happy in the next shareholder meeting, right? Our guiding light, which I absolutely love about John Winning, is purely about customer experience. And it's purely about, and one of those measures that we use from a business point of view is the Net Promoter Score. And I know John talks about this a lot, but if our Net Promoter Score drops below 80, you know, there are serious conversations that have got to happen in our business, because we have set a bar that we know it's not just a bar for appliance retailing. It's not just a bar for, you know, furniture and lifestyle and homewares retailing. It's a bar for, you know, in terms of customer interaction, no matter what. And as long as we keep following that and keep following and challenging ourselves to deliver better experiences every time, we're onto a winner. Also, then when we talk about our marketing, we have different philosophies that we have with marketing. And we probably don't spend as much as some of the others in certain areas. And we do that on purpose because we believe that we can find sort of the diamonds in the rough, right? And then we can use that to kind of exploit opportunities that we can see with our customers. So we don't need to always do the same things as other retailers. We don't need to always put television ads blasting nonstop, right? We can find different ways that we engage with customers in the right moment. And that moment is important, understanding when they're thinking about renovating their homes. Think about what's happening in their home when an appliance breaks, or when they actually need a new bed delivered into their home. So what experiences do we want to create, and how do we actually make the most and understand when those in-moment triggers, I suppose, occur?
And is there a parting message that you'd like to leave with our listeners, whether it's around the market, any trends that you're seeing, anything else that's in the pipeline for the Winning Group for the rest of the year?
Well, all I can say is I absolutely love working at the Winning Group, and we move here a million miles an hour, which is fantastic. So, you know, over the next sort of 6 to 12 months, there's going to be an amazing transformation in this in our organization from a group perspective as well. Really love where we're heading from a sustainability standpoint, and the entire group's getting behind that. And so the experiences that we're creating, whether it be opening restaurants, whether it be opening new premium lifestyle stores, or the expansion of our digital offering, it's just go, go, go. And as I said, it's going to be an exciting 12 months at the Winning Group.
Well, thank you so much for your time today, Sven. It was great speaking with you and learning more about the Winning Group and the initiatives you've got underway.
Yeah, it's great speaking to you too.
Yeah, thanks so much, Sven. And Emily, of course, you should remind listeners where they can keep up with all the latest from Appliance Retailer.
They can go to www.appliancetailor.com.au, where they can also sign up to our newsletter.
Excellent. We'll be back with more from the podcast real soon.